Martina? More pizza? Okay. Maybe I can put this table here. If there's a way to do it without messing up the flower arrangement. Put this little table. I think this one I think will work, okay. And put the flowers here.
Kind of wet.
On the floor then. On the floor.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Duarte? So Duarte? Okay. No.
Thanking Trikala Gyas Mother, who lives here in this house, for being such a gracious hostess and for allowing us to come together.
He stays in London. He must be doing English.
And since...
Not talking, he understands.
Okay, so... We understand from the Vedic literature that the characteristics of the son are follow those of the mother. So we think that Trikalagya's opportunities to advance in such a wonderful service as presiding over the Delhi temple and his spiritual acumen come from this wonderful heritage from his mother, wonderful ancestor. So we're very, very happy that you allow us to come and gather together and sing Krishna's name. It is said in the Vedic literature that one cannot see Krishna in the Vaikuntha planets or in the hearts of the great yogis. But one can only find Krishna where his holy names are being sung. So this is a great opportunity for us to come together to realize our constitutional position here, even though we're living in this material world. So thank you, and I want to thank Trikala Gyan and Tunga Vidya for hosting us in their home. They didn't build a house just to live, but they wanted to be close to Krishna's lotus footprints. So they built this house in Vrindavan, and we're very happy to be here, to be their guests, and glorify the Lord in their presence. So I thought it would be good if every devotee here, we just took a few minutes to introduce yourself, because we don't all know each other. And just say your name, where you live, where you are doing your service or your seva, what do you do, that's all. And maybe what your aspirations are. So where, what your name is, where you live, what your service is.
Okay.
This is
Yes, this is also.
It's probably appropriate to say that at this time that Gopal Krishna Maharaj is very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and for many reasons. One of the reasons being that he works so hard. He always drew great admiration from Srila Prabhupada, who used to say, "You're working so hard for Krishna." And now, one of the results of this hard work is this Glory of India project. For many, probably at least 3 or 4 years to come, It will be the most visited, most popular temple in the whole of ISKCON. People will, it's the capital in Delhi, and so people will come, tourists will come, government people, business people will come by the hundreds, by the thousands to visit the Glory of India project. And this is a result of Maharaj's selfless dedication, extremely hard work to raise millions of dollars to make this project happen. And he's got a crew. I think there's about 300 or 400 workers living on the site right at this moment, living there. And it was so hard to build. The foundation was solid stone, and they had to put dynamite at night so the neighbors and the police wouldn't hear it underground. Don't repeat this. To make a hole so they could have a foundation. It was a very, very difficult project, and he was doing it single-handedly. Even before the GBC knew, he was moving the deities and making all the preparations. So this is his great credit. So he's written a little letter for me. So I won't read it now.
Maybe he can read it.
Dear Mukund Maharaj, on this most auspicious Vyasa Day, I want to offer my most respectful obeisances at your feet. You are a fully surrendered soul to Srila Prabhupada. You are a very exemplary devotee. You are always a source of inspiration to me. I pray that you may continue to serve in Prabhupada institution for long time and continue to inspire people all over the world to surrender as Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Your servant Gopal Krishna Goswami.
Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Very nice.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya. Bhutale Srimate Mukunda Goswami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya. Bhutale Srimate Gopal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine. Prabhupada Sri Saitam Prakashare Tenecha Pucharam Kutuvar Swami Bhagavad Padaya Deva. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya. Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchata Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Saraswati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Balaram Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Radhasyam Sundar Ki His Holiness Mukunda Goswami Maharaj Ki. So we are very fortunate today to take part in this simple but very inspiring ceremony of Vyas Puja of His Divine Grace Mukunda Goswami Maharaj. Actually, since I started knowing Maharaj, I was always telling him, and Maharaj, why don't you initiate? Why don't you have disciples all over? Because your department is very important for the glorification of ISKCON. But Maharaj was very hesitant. He was always saying, it is better I'm doing this way. But slowly, slowly, he is giving some opportunity to some of devotees. And actually, very successfully, he had broadcasted the glory of Maharaj Bihari's inauguration ceremony in Bombay. Now we need very badly Maharaji in Delhi so that we can do more dynamic, influential opening of Sri Sri Radha Palsarthi in August. So I think you have to stay for some time in advance, and you should give us some inspiration and some instruction by which this glorious temple can be reached, this message should reach to all over the world. in all walk of life. As I mentioned, I know Maharaj from long time, and since beginning I have the same perception that he is the most simplest person, though he is one of the senior most person in this movement, but he is a very, very simple person and very exemplary, as Gopal Krishna Maharaj has written in his later, because Maharaj is always very pakka in his sadhana. Whatever instructions Srila Prabhupada has given, he wants to follow in verbatim. So, I think the devotees who are inspiring or who have already taken his center, they are very, very fortunate, because Guru Maharaj is very special. He has very special connection with Srila Prabhupada, and he will be very safely taking the devotees back to Godhead. And on this auspicious occasion, I will especially pray to Sri Krishna Balaram and Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, and also at the Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada, that they should shower mercy on Maharaj, that he lives for long life, and then he extends his blessings upon us, and so that we can also continue. I think in my life Maharaj has given me the highest opportunity to serve in India. I was very inspired to do that, and that was one of the reasons that I started moving towards Delhi. So actually that is my constitutional position, to meet people and try to talk to them. So by Maharaj's mercy, I was involved in communication, and then I started coming to Delhi, and then I got stuck for fundraising. And that is secondary aspect of my life. But thank you very much, Maharaj, that you tried to pull me towards this direction. And actually, I feel very pleased when I meet people. I always remember that this is because of you.
When Mahamantra makes every member of parliament a life member, I will move to Delhi. He's doing it too.
Actually, just yesterday, I invited one journalist lady, and for lunch, and she came along with the Union Minister for Energy, and Energy Minister told her that she should not reveal his identity. So he just came and he was sitting and he was telling that he was a homeopathic doctor. So I said, why don't you give your card, I will keep in touch. When I saw the card, I said, Baba, you are minister, why are you hiding? So I saw his car outside in front of temple. I can see that there is some VIP here in Delhi temple. Yeah. But we were just looking where that VIP is hiding. So I think Radha Parasati is a very powerful deity. Yeah. And Prabhupada has great hope from Delhi. So Maharaj, if there is your mercy, Member of Parliament, all the cabinet ministers, and even the Prime Minister will be very much close to our institution. And whatever direction is good, we will always follow Maharaj. Yeah. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Everybody should support this wonderful, wonderful project. Yes. More than first class.
Yes.
I don't think there's some devotees that didn't introduce themselves. Nimai?
Nimai.
And you're... Huh?
He just arrived.
So maybe...
Just,
you might,
okay,
I'll
introduce.
In your service?
In your
service?
Hare Krishna. I'm from Iskandar, Delhi, Iskandar. My name is
Nimai Dash. In your service? Seva?
Seva here.
Temple commander.
Not
assistant commander. Temple commander.
Very good.
Assistant
commander.
He's originally
co-commander.
He's originally from Mayapur, right?
Bangladesh.
And the lady and
Mataji, batao apna parichay, batao, khade ho.
Wo chali gayi.
Are your son, Mahamantra?
Zara apna introduction to karo. Mera naam batao.
Naam.
Khade ho, dekho, wo naam nahi bataya aapne. Khade ho jao. किस प्रकार पढ़ते हो ऐसे नहीं खड़े हो खड़े हो क्या नाम है किस स्कूल में पढ़ते हो क्या सेवा करते हो
That's all right.
So I'd like to call upon Subramataji.
Where's Mother Mohan?
Transcendental birthday. I feel a bit unfortunate not to be able to express myself according my heart, according you would desire, you would deserve. And even if I would have a good English, I would not be able to glorify the person who conquered my heart and promised to Krishna to take me back home to Godhead. Gurudev was sent in my life by my intense desire to find the absolute truth. Thank you, Gurudev, for coming and giving me everything what I missed in this poor prison life, material life. Thank you for giving your advices, guidance, fatherly affection, future, and all kind of personal help for being able to advance. The Bhagavad Gita says, one must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. Yes, Gurudev, you do your best for the satisfaction of your Gurudev. You are Srila Prabhupada's puppet. You wish. And for all my mistakes. I never wanted to displease him. It happened only by my ignorance. Under the influence of my unfortunate situation, being always alone in this monster world, and the pain covered my intelligence. Please forgive me and allow me to pass the test. Gurudev, by showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor, ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows. I am living from meeting to meeting. In between is remembering. Executing the orders, serving in separation.
Thank you.
and waiting for the next meeting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended the process of worship in separation. Feeling separation from Krishna, Lord Chaitanya would throw himself into the sea. Sometimes he would leave his room and disappear into the dead of night. No one would know where Sri Chaitanya had gone, but all the while he was searching after Krishna. We must feel separation of Radha and Krishna. The more we feel separation, the more we should understand that we are advancing. Please, Gurudev, give me the blessings to understand this nectarian word and allow me to approach to this goal through feeling separation from my Gurudev, who is non-different from our beloved Lord Shri Krishna. All glories to my Gurudev, all glories to his divine appearance.
Shubhra Mataji ki
jai. Can I also detect?
You want something?
Yes, sir.
You can stand here. First time closer to my ass. Okay. Okay. Let's speak real loud.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Your Holiness. On this auspicious day, I want to thank You for all the blessings You have showered upon me since my birth. Especially, I want to thank You for giving me my spiritual name, for coming and staying at our house every time, for correcting my mistakes, personally giving me private personal association. Please keep bestowing Your blessings on me so that I can become a pure devotee and go back to God. So.
Very nice. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to comply with less than pure devotee. Can you be good devotee or pure devotee? Completely good.
Very smart.
Dear Maharaj, happy birthday to you. As I participated in making prasadam for this very special occasion, my thoughts were of you and Krishna and Prabhupada. This card is of Lord Narasimhadev carrying Lakshmi, and it reminds me of how you have carried me so far and through so much. I feel sheltered and protected by you. Thank you for all of the grace and mercy you have shown me and for making me feel so welcome. I remain eternally your loving servant, Lili Stasi.
Am I going to get the card? Thank you. Lili Stasi. Thank you. Next is Mother Mohan Guru.
Maharaj, being not a native English speaker, I hope you they will allow me to read from computer my offering that I brought to you. Yes, sir.
Please read from the computer.
He couldn't get the printout.
Did you get a picture of this? Stand up.
I just stand up.
Okay.
Also,
Snapchat.
I offer my respectful obeisances.
This might be a first time.
In the history of his comms.
Can you do something here?
Yes.
Okay.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Srila Mukunda Goswami, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at his lotus feet. He is expertly and humbly serving Srila Prabhupada by preaching the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and is thus inspiring the praise of millions of souls. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him over and over again. Dear Guru Maharaj, the Vedas are said to be an emanation of Lord Narayan's breath, and thus they themselves the absolute truth. Still, three matters or tattvas are considered inconceivable even for the Vedas. One of the mysteries in the is the position of the spiritual master, who is, according to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scriptures, is none different from Krishna, as in his form the Lord delivers his devotees. Therefore, giving up all futile attempts to understand your true glory, on the day of your divine appearance, I merely beg you to accept this humble offering of a conditioned soul, who you have mercifully made an object of your causeless compassion and mercy. Dear Guru Maharaj, every morning I impatiently wait for the moment I can offer a few flower petals to your lotus feet, trying to meditate to be offering not just the petals, but my body, mind, words, senses, life, air, and the very existence of mine to your lotus feet. Every morning I hear Govindam prayer. Every morning I hear your voice singing the glory of your beloved Lord Shri Krishna in the Govindam prayer, so deep and pure, and I'm trying to realize how you deliver Krishna to us, opening the doors to the spiritual world. Every morning I pray Lord Nityananda, whose mercy and compassion you represent, to strengthen my attachment to you in the service of your mission. But all these meditations, endeavors, and prayers will never bear any fruit or come true if I fail to satisfy you with my sincere service. Mohandas Gandhi once said that to honor a great person means to exemplify his teachings. Therefore, I beg you to give me intelligence to understand your most cherished desire in your service of Srila Prabhupada and to make it my heart and soul. Only then can I become your exemplary disciple and follower. Dear Guru Maharaj, I just happened to come across you on your way back home to Lord Chaitanya, and you compassionately picked me up, homeless and dirty, and placed under your Vaishnava care. Despite my being so evidently incompatible with your transcendental position in association of pure devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Moreover, you feed me on the way. You pay extra fare and efforts to help me across a river. You look after my spiritual health and take the trouble to worry about my well-being when I am tending to deviate from the straight path back to the Lord marked by your instructions and go astray. Tumitat hakura tomara kukura balyajanama more. Dear Guru Maharaj, your mercy is the only hope for me. Please let me always follow you, keeping close to your lotus feet, rendering whatever menial service you decide me capable of, and developing staunch devotion to you as to the only shelter of my life. Dear Guru Maharaj, last year you granted me Sri Harinama Chintamani, the most precious jewel one can ever obtain in the three worlds. Shastra state that that under the guidance of an expert spiritual master like you are, the whole world can be turned into the spiritual abode by the divine grace of the Lord's servants. Your divine grace, please let me, treasuring your gift of the holy name more than my life, assist you in distributing this wonderful touchstone by bringing new conditioned souls to your lotus feet to accept your unlimited mercy, begging to become your eternal servant, Madana Mohandas.
You'd like to tell us something about Madana Mohan?
Madana Mohan is from St. Petersburg, formerly Leningrad. He was doing service in the temple, and at one point he wanted to know if I thought he should get his degree or just quit school. So I advised that he should get his degree, and he went ahead, and I think he finished while he was down in Grozny Chechnya by correspondence, because we didn't want his parents to get disturbed and he should have it. So then he moved to Moscow, and after Priyavada left to come to the West, he went down to Chechnya, and he helped Priyavada meet many of the foreign media people from Time, Newsweek, and the New York Times. So he's been very dedicated, and the Food for Life program in Chechnya, it earned the devotees a very good reputation, but it's very difficult to continue because it costs money to keep feeding people during the war. So he's been reorganizing the whole affair and putting together a plan to revitalize and reorganize the Food for Life program in Chechnya. That's his current program now, and this is the first time he came to India. Very first time.
Haribol.
He's also doing all of my electronic mail. He's taking the dictation and putting it in his computer and sending it.
Now we're going to call upon Devkinanda Prabhu. You can have that,
thank you. He doesn't speak English.
California.
Yeah.
What is the language?
Different kind of language. She's from LA, she's from Texas. She speaks different.
So please forgive me, I didn't write anything or had anything prepared, but there's a wonderful story of one devotee who his spiritual master ordered him. He couldn't read, but he ordered him to just try and read Bhagavad Gita. So he would sit there and look at the Bhagavad Gita, and tears would come from his face. He would be crying in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya once happened upon him, and he said, actually, he became very moved by the mood of this wonderful devotee. And he asked him, why are you crying? He said, well, my spiritual master ordered me to read this Bhagavad Gita, but I'm illiterate, I can't read. But I become full of ecstasy when I see Sri Krishna sitting on his chariot instructing Arjuna, and I become overwhelmed with compassion. This is a very nice story to show that actually the order of the spiritual master should be one's life and soul. There's nothing else that has any value in one's life. So I feel the same way, that I'm a very fallen person, practically illiterate when it comes to Krishna consciousness, not really knowing very much, just trying, aspiring to know something. But His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj has ordered me to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, so I'm simply trying to execute that order to the best of my ability. And I have very many shortcomings, faults, so many bad qualities, but I feel that if I can just hold on to that one instruction and simply try to execute that, that that'll be the success of my life. So I don't really have anything to offer, so I simply just would like to offer myself as Mukunda Maharaj's servant. Whatever he would like to do with me, that's what I hope he'll do with me. Thank you very much.
Stop.
This is a book. Yeah. Now it is very clear. I just want to call upon Uday. He wants to offer garland to you.
Yeah. Jai Uday.
Jai Uday.
Uday is actually, qualified person. He's done a degree in psychology, and he also recites Srimad Bhagavatam in the towns and villages.
So we have a couple of new arrivals from Russia, and I'll introduce them. This is Kairat, who's from Nizhny Novgorod, formerly Gorky. He's a full-time book distributor. Thank you. And this here is Aniruddha, who's the temple president in Tolyatti. It's in the Volga region, east of Moscow. This is his wife, Induleka, who's a disciple of Prabhu Vishnu, am I right? Huh?
Bhakti Chaitanya,
I'm sorry. She's married to Aniruddha. And so they've just arrived. And if they want to speak something, Kikalagya, they can do something. And Madhava Mohan can translate.
I just asked him to
take it. Okay. Hanuman?
Hey, Hanuman Guki Da.
Hello. Is he going to say something?
Kami Chandra Prabhu ki
jai.
Anyone wants to offer his homage, Guru Maharaj, I can translate.
Well, my spine didn't come bent forward, so. Is that the rest of the night? It's really easy to have. Tyra? Kaira reads Prabhupada's books also every day, 2 hours. Is it? Is it so? 2 hours?
Kaira, two часа в день читает книги. Да? Скажи, два часа?
I don't know how.
Намау Вишну Падая Кришна Прештая Бхуталеша Мать Мукунда Гасами Кумне Гаурарта Пачаракая Прапада Сасамина Ходзяка Нишвасана Вихайна Мастута.
Я хочу
сказать несколько слов о том, как я встретил своего духовного учителя.
I want to say a few words how I met my spiritual master.
Я его встретил в 1991 году в Ростове.
I met him in 1991 in Rostov on Don, Russian city.
И это был первый гуру, первый чистый преданный, которого я увидел. Поэтому, потому что я до этого никогда не встречал.
He was the very first guru, spiritual master, or pure devotee I ever met, because I had not met any devotee before, any pure devotee, any guru before. He was the first one.
И около полугода я не мог его забыть и постоянно вспоминал и выбрал своим духовным учителем.
And since that meeting on, I wasn't able, I just couldn't forget him, and I was all the time meditating and selected, chose him as my spiritual master.
И сейчас я понимаю, что его святейство Мухунда Махарадж посадил мне семя бхакти в мое сердце.
В то время, да? And now I can realize at that time, during our first meeting, His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj, planted the seed of devotion in my heart.
И сейчас я перечитываю слова Шрилы Прабхупады, которые говорят, что благодаря слушанию от чистого преданного мы можем развить в себе желание служить Кришне и таким образом прорастить это зерно преданного служения.
And I'm reading over and over again the words of Srila Prabhupada, who said that by hearing a pure devotee, we get a seed of bhakti in our heart, and we begin our personal devotional service, and thus we are enabled to serve him again and again.
И сейчас у меня нет слов, каким и нет никаких возможностей поблагодарить моего духовного учителя, потому что я еще не могу достойно оценить, я не в силах в данный момент оценить его милость.
And at present, and now I find myself speechless and hopeless to appreciate and adequately thank and express my gratitude to our Guru Maharaj for his mercy, because I am not yet on the level on such a level that I can understand his mercy and his glory.
И поэтому я приношу свои почтительные поклоны еще раз своему духовному учителю, потому что благодаря его милости я все-таки смогу продолжать преданное служение Кришне.
And therefore I over and over again bow down at his lotus feet, because by his mercy I can continue my devotional service.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Kairat.
Hare Krishna.
Why do you have something to say about Aniruddha? Aniruddha has been how long? Temple president? So he has been.
Two years, three.
And for 3 years he's been very active, not only in looking after the devotees, but also in looking after the reputation of ISKCON. He's been very active in meeting academics, city officials, and the media. So he's taken on the great responsibility of not only looking after the devotees, but looking after the reputation of ISKCON in this very important city. There you go.
Намо Вишна Падая Кришна Пришая Бутарья Шимати Мукунда Госвами Натинамини Гаура Радха Прачаркая Прабхупада Сусанами Коти Атма Вишна Санами Нифая Намасуте. Я приношу свои почтительные поклоны моему духовному учителю в этот замечательный день Гасапуджи.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master on this most blessed event of his Vyasa Puja celebration.
Первый раз я с духовным учителем познакомился удивительным образом через гирлянду. Преданные привезли из Москвы гирлянду 4 года назад после Рафаятры. И я просто ее понюхал, и мне просто рассказали немного, и так я привлекся к гуру.
It was very interesting. The way I got attracted to his divine grace is very interesting. Because it was through his garland, actually. Devotees who met Guru Maharaj in Moscow brought me a garland from him, and I smelled it, and I just couldn't forget this fragrance, and thus I got attracted to his lotus feet.
И преданные мне рассказывали о удивительных качествах Гуру Махараджа, и после этого я начал постепенно привлекаться, и потом я непосредственно увидел его через
And the devotees started glorifying the wonderful qualities of Guru Maharaj, and thus I got attracted even more. And in due course of time, I decided to accept him as my spiritual master.
Через некоторое время я увидел сон, в котором я увидел Гуру Махараджа, Шрила Прабхупада сидел на Вьясасане, а рядом стоял вот есть такая фотография, где стоял Гуру Махарадж, и оба они были в таких, ну, тоже вот как сейчас же, и в них я заметил, у них глаза как лотосные были, я запомнил, у Шрилы Прабхупады и Гуру Махараджа, они вот так вот сидели, и как бы гуру представлял меня Шриле Прабхупаде, я понял, что это мой гуру.
And then I had a dream. I saw Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on Vyasa Asan and Guru Maharaj was standing by his side. And both of them had very light, very beautiful lotus-like eyes. And it seemed to me that Guru Maharaj was introducing myself to Srila Prabhupada.
После некоторого времени, то есть по ходу я постоянно распространял книги, вот, и так вот постепенно привязывался к наставлениям духовного учителя, вот, Гуру Махараджа. И мне это давало очень много сил, вот, наставления Гуру.
I have been a book distributor, and therefore during my service, executing my service, I found instructions of our Guru Maharaj to be very, very helpful. They literally give me strength to do this service, so I got attracted even more.
Я хотел бы очень поблагодарить Гуру Махараджа за то, что он позволил, пролил особую милость, дав возможность переписываться с ним постоянно, и не только мне, и также всем другим ученикам. Это особенность такая.
I also want to thank Guru Maharaj for a very special and unusual mercy he has given us. This is to keep a monthly regular correspondence with him, and not only to me but to all his disciples. And therefore, it's very, very auspicious, very great mercy to us to have to be in constant touch with him by letters.
Пользуясь случаем, я также хотел попросить прощения у Гуру Махараджа за все ошибки, которые я допустил в преданном служении, также у всех преданных, у божеств, Шрилы Прабхупады.
Taking this opportunity, I would also like to beg Guru Maharaj's forgiveness for all the mistakes I've possibly committed, as well as from other devotees, from the teachers and from Srila Prabhupada.
И сколько бы ни было трудных моментов в преданном служении, постоянно иногда приходили вот во сне как гуру, вот, или я слушал лекции его на записи, и все время опять я вставал и шел как бы по этому пути. Вот, и до сих пор я иду, и вот сегодня такая милость, что я попался.
And whatever difficulties I used to encounter on the path of my devotional service, all the time instructions of Guru Maharaj, his lectures, helped me out from those situations, and I just got enough strength, used to get enough strength to get up and continue on the path of devotional service.
Также хотел бы отметить, что Гуру Махарадж постоянно в лекциях описывает Махатгуна Шрилы Прабхупады, его возвышенные качества, и тем самым он как бы показывает пример, как мы должны учиться видеть в Гуру все замечательные качества Махатгуна.
And also Guru Maharaj all the time in his lectures describes the Mahatgunas, or great qualities of Srila Prabhupada, thus demonstrating us or giving us the example how we should see the qualities of others, and especially the qualities of our spiritual master.
Я хочу также попросить благословения Гуру Махараджа на то, чтобы продолжать заниматься служением и не отклоняясь от его наставлений, вот, очень решительно и так настойчиво продолжать этот путь и всегда так, продолжать переписываться с ним.
I also want to beg Guru Maharaj's blessings to be enabled by him to continue on the path of devotional service, to do my devotional service with determination and vigor, and to be always able to stay in touch with him by means of correspondence, regular correspondence.
Hare Prabhu ki
So I call upon myself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Mukunda Goswami Maharaj ki jai. So I want to thank you very much for appreciating my mother, and I want to take this opportunity also to appreciate her. And she has been asking me for quite a few minutes. She wants to offer her garland to my wife. So I just want to call her electronically if she can take the garland. She wants to thank my wife also for helping to organize everything. Actually, I just wanted to mention it. As for sastras, you know, the mother and father are also supposed to be your initial guru when you are children. And I remember that my mother, when I was a very young boy, maybe 3 years, 4 years old, I remember that she used to get up very early. And maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, she would prepare you know, everything for the family very early in the morning. And then she would sit and do her worship of Krishna for 4 hours, 5 hours every morning. And I had no idea what she was doing, but I used to enjoy sitting next to her. That's all I remember. I used to sit next to her and watch her offer incense and tea lamp and... So, you're quite right, Maharaj, I imbibed some spiritual inheritance right from the beginning because of my parents. And I'm grateful to you for reminding me that, because as it is, I'm always in ignorance and I forget that different devotees in life are helping me to remind myself about Krishna consciousness. And so I'm very grateful to you that you reminded me today that my mother is also very important to me in my life. I really want to thank you to allow us to have this gathering in my house, and we are very, very much indebted to you for allowing us to hold this ceremony here, because for us it's very important. It's very, very important because it reminds us that without the mercy of the spiritual master, we cannot even move a blade of grass. Unless the spiritual master is satisfied, unless the spiritual master is happy, we cannot do anything. And I can recall that many years back when I first came across you, actually I was completely in ignorance because it was my service. So I picked you up from the airport and I took you to the temple, and then you requested that you wanted a quiet place or someone to bless my house. And I was just thinking that I was simply doing service. But I was not realizing that you are a special personality in my life that is sent by Srila Prabhupada. And that you have come to enlighten me and to bring me out of my modes of ignorance or daily activities, which I just take it as another routine service that I have to do. So, like that also, when you first stayed with us and we realized that we had something in common that you could engage us in, and that was public relations for United Kingdom. Even then, we were simply thinking, again in ignorance, that, oh, this is a very special service. And you too, as it is, I have a false ego, I was thinking, I'm so important that Maharaj is giving me this service. Again, I was not realizing that here is His divine grace, divine personality that Prabhupada thanked and is guiding me to go back home, back to Godhead. Maharaj, always your presence is so much important to us because you're always talking about your spiritual master. You're always giving us your personal experience and also the teachings of Srila Prabhupada whenever we come to you with our problems. It is a natural tendency that I have, at least, because I'm so fallen, that I only come to you for my problems. Every time I have problems, I come to you. But I don't go out of my way to serve you, and I feel that you are continuously giving us this opportunity. And I'm just beginning to realize that actually, apart from my normal service, that you are so special in my family's life and particularly in my life, that unless I really take to the dust of your lotus feet, I can't see that I'm going to be able to do anything at all, what to speak about going back home, back to Godhead. I just can't see that. As it is, I am a beggar to you. It's a natural tendency of human beings to beg when there is special benefit. And there is no higher benefit than going back home, back to Godhead. That means no more birth, and no more birth means no more suffering, that we go through birth after birth, and only you can save me. And when I'm beginning to realize that, that's why I feel that I have to continue begging for some or another, other than just giving me direction to do my service and keeping me engaged better, I'd be very happy if you use your danda on me also. And yes. So, I really want, I sincerely am begging right in front of all the Vaishnavas that you please keep giving us your mercy so that we can keep serving you. And at least my son has realized that purity is important. I didn't even realize that I have to become a pure devotee to go back home, back to heaven. I'm just so much in ignorance thinking that somehow or another I keep running around you and keep serving you and keep boosting my false ego that way. Then I will go back home. But even like Srila Prabhupada told one of the disciples that who is senior, you or your son? I can't remember the name of the devotee. But then Prabhupada explained that actually your son is more senior because he's born in a Krishna conscious family. So by your mercy, my son is also very much conscious about Krishna and about yourself. He's always asking, where is Maharaj? When is he coming? How long is he staying for? When will I get to see him? So like this, you have really made our life very blissful, very Krishna conscious. And I sincerely want to thank you. And I want to beg you also that you please keep giving us your mercy. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
In Delhi, it's not an ordinary situation because it's practically speaking a construction site. That's really all it is. But again, it depends on all the goodwill and the brotherhood, sisterhood, the coming together and working together of devotees in a very loving way to make it a success. And whenever there's a lot of people together like that, and a construction site with 300 people living there, and all kinds of engineers and construction bosses and VIPs and government people and media people constantly turning up, sometimes unannounced at the door. And when you go to Trikalagya's house, the phone never stops ringing. And even when they're eating, they're answering the phone. So there's no private life for the family of Trikalagya. And for how many? 5 years, I think. 6 years. He's been living that way, sometimes with a cold, sometimes they both had the flu and the whole family's been sick and still they carry on doing it. So I'm very grateful that he has been such a sincere and sold-out servant to Prabhupada to brave all these difficulties that come and to do a very difficult task. Very, very difficult. And he's never flinched, but carried on, even when the going has gotten intolerably tough. There's a saying that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And, Hare Krishna. Anybody else want to speak before I start barking? Hmm.